Chapter 4. Heathcliff is missing. However, Kathy had not heard anything.
But, Miss Kathy, do you know what this will mean to Heathcliff?
Said Ellen.
After you marry Edgar Linton, Heathcliff will be alone in the world.
Kathy looked surprised.
Alone?
She said.
Oh, no. I wouldn't marry Edgar if it meant that Heathcliff would be alone. Edgar must learn to like Heathcliff, that's all. Don't you see, Ellen, that if Heathcliff and I were married, we would be terribly poor. We would be so unhappy. But if I marry Linton, I can help Heathcliff and take him away from here. Hindley won't be able to hurt him any more. Miss Kathy, you would use your husband's money to help another man,
cried Ellen.
That's the worst reason you've given for marrying Edgar. It isn't,
cried Kathy.
It's the best.
She sighed and said,
I think so much of Heathcliff. He is the best part of me. Well,
Ellen said,
I don't really understand any of this. Still, I will keep your secret.
They stopped talking when Joseph entered the room. Kathy watched Hareton while Ellen cooked dinner. Soon Joseph said, Where is Heathcliff?
In the barn, I think,
said Ellen.
I'll call him.
Ellen went and called for Heathcliff, but he did not answer. When she came back, she whispered to Kathy that she thought that Heathcliff had heard much of what Kathy had said. She thought Heathcliff may have become upset and left the house. Kathy jumped up, frightened, and ran to look for him. Kathy was gone for so long that Joseph and Ellen decided to eat their supper. They were just beginning to eat when Kathy ran into the room and told Joseph to find Heathcliff and bring him back. She had not seen him. Joseph did not want to do this, but he left. Kathy walked up and down the room.
Where, oh, where is he?
She kept saying. Joseph could not find Heathcliff. He told Kathy and Ellen that the night was too dark, and there was a storm coming. He will come home when it rains, Joseph said. They waited. Kathy could not keep still. She kept walking from the gate to the door. Finally, she went out into the road. She did not seem to care about the thunder and the heavy rain that was falling. She stayed outside, calling Heathcliff's name over and over. About 20 minutes later, Kathy returned through the storm. Wet and shaking, she went to bed. The next morning, Kathy had a fever and was terribly sick. The doctor told Ellen that Kathy should not be upset in any way, or she would become sicker. Mrs. Linton came to see Kathy many times a week. When Kathy was feeling a little better, Mrs. Linton took Kathy to Thrushcross Grange to care for her. However, this poor woman and her husband both got the fever and died. Kathy came back to Wuthering Heights, and she was harder to control than ever. Hindley let her do anything she wanted, as long as she did not try to stop him from drinking. Hindley wanted Kathy to bring honor to the Earnshaw family by marrying Edgar Linton. Ellen thought that it was strange that Kathy never talked about Heathcliff, and Heathcliff did not return. Edgar Linton, of course, was still in love with Kathy. He was extremely happy on the day they married, 3 years after his parents died. Ellen Dean was asked to leave Wuthering Heights and go to Thrushcross Grange, the Linton's house, with Kathy. Ellen did not want to, but when Kathy told Hindley, he ordered Ellen to go. Hindley did not want any more women in his house, he said. So Ellen took Kathy and herself to Thrushcross Grange. There, everyone lived happily for some time. There were times when Kathy was gloomy and silent, but Ellen felt that the Lintons were happy with each other. Until, one day, Ellen met a man in the garden.